Radio Network.
Hi, this is Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, U.S. Army retired, author of the book Guardian of the Republic, and I'm speaking with Stu Taylor, and you need to listen in to Stu because he's on the right track.
All right, not an intended segue. I wish we could get on the right track, as I talked about earlier with the problems revolving around cancer. It's a terrible problem, and just discussing with my next guest here, who's in Thailand, conducting this interview, that he doesn't express the optimism that a lot of people out there do, and unfortunately that I don't either. His name is Kenneth Anton, A-N-T-O-N. The name of the book is Cancer Vortex. It's available in ebook, but the paperback is due out in just a short amount of time in 1 month, and I'll let you know when it comes out. But you're best going to the website. It's cancervortex.com. And Ken, it's a pleasure to have you on from so many miles away. It's great to have you with us.
Hey, thank you very much for inviting me on your show. And it when you write a book, it's one challenge to write it, and it's an even bigger challenge to get the word out. So I appreciate
that. Well, I want you to get the word out, because I don't often agree with almost everything people say, but I'm in almost total agreement with you. I can't find out any issues that you and I differ on. But a little bit about your background and what your qualifications were in writing this book.
Well, I'd say the general qualifications is I challenge everything. I had a good education, and I learned most everything in high school. The last 2 years of high school, college to me was a boring experience. Anyway, I have an inquisitive mind. I challenge everything. I'm a patriot to America, even though I'm living in Thailand right now. And what upsets me, and the reason I wrote the book is because the last few years, as I'm in my 60s, and I'm concerned about cancer sneaking up. It's an insidious disease. The people I've known that caught it or suffered from it, they never knew it was coming. They had a pain or something in their stomach or in their lungs, and went to the doctor. Doctor did some diagnostic tests, and he said, oh, by the way, you have cancer. And that's such a depressing message when somebody gets that when they're not expecting it. And that's why I titled this book Cancer Vortex. It's like a whirlpool, and it sucks you in. And once you're in that environment, and if you go to any doctor in the U.S., you're going to receive the same kind of treatment. And then they suck you into this. What are the choices? There's only three choices. And I think that's wrong. And it's been that way for several decades. Basically, it's surgery, radiation, or chemotherapy. And I've been looking in the last couple of years at natural cures, natural therapy, as an alternative, because I do not accept what's given by the U.S. medical system. And I think a natural cure that does no harm to the body, to the system, which is non-toxic, I would prefer that, as long as, you know, they have a record of a decent rate of cures. I would prefer that method. In any case, I put about 12 or so of these natural cures in the book, and I compare these to the standard cancer therapies. And so you have this this dichotomy between the two. And there's several very good natural cures. I'm not recommending any particular one. It's very personal. Yeah, it depends on what kind of cancer you have.
I want to interject, and I want to ask you what these natural cures do. We know that radiation and chemotherapy damage the body. They often break down your immune system, make you susceptible to getting other problems. Surgery is obviously an unpleasant option. You know, you do these things if you have to live. But what do these natural cures do to the body that make it better?
Okay, first I'd like to mention this, Dr. Otto Warburg. He is the guy, the doctor, biochemist, that came out. He did the studies in the 1920s. In 1931, he was awarded the Nobel Prize in medicine for discovering the genetic cause of cancer. And he found, by doing scientific tests, that when cells, normal cells, have a reduced level of oxygen, then they can turn into cancerous cells. And this corresponds to an acidic environment in the body. Now, how do you get that acidic environment? environment. The first way, or the, let's say the obvious way you get it, is the food you put in your mouth. And so several of these natural cures, they have strict routines about diets and very heavy on vegetables, fruits and vegetables, basically vegetarian diet. So it may not be strictly a vegetarian diet. And certain extra vitamins and minerals that they feel that that's needed in your system to fight the cancer. I can mention a couple here. One is Dr. Linus Pauling, who many people are familiar with, at least in the name. He promoted high-dose vitamin C, and very high dose. And the recommended minimum usage is like 1/100th of what he took. And, of course, the FDA and AMA were up in arms against him. They said, you can't do this. You know, it's toxic. You're going to die. Well, he did it. He took IV doses of this because he had cancer and he wanted to extend his life. And it did work. So he's proven that high-dose vitamin C is a possible cure. Another fellow is Dr. Max Gerson. And this fellow is a German biochemist, doctor, who practiced in Germany. And then before the Second World War started, he moved to New York. And he practiced there in his apartment. He had a clinic there. And his approach is a very intensive nutrition therapy. It's basically pumping blends, fruit juice and vegetable blends with some of these extra vitamins and minerals. 1 hour every day. So people that are in his clinic, they have to take this, and plus three regular meals of mainly vegetarian food. And so he's just pumping this into, these really nutritious foods into the body. And it works. He's got a very, very good rating in terms of the percentage of cures.
I want to interject here and ask you about the propaganda being perpetuated upon us where cures are only delays. You may have 4 or 5 years to live. They're deemed as cures. All of these great discoveries, and a credit goes out, and a tip of the hat to all of the doctors who were looking to solve this problem. And now we've got the complication of Obamacare, which, from my perspective, is a deceitful platform aimed at really everything that is contrary to American exceptionalism and ideals. Could you comment on those three?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure of the three, but in terms of the objections, first of all, I want to mention, because I get into the historical perspective of this, something major happened in the early 1900s. And that's when there was, at that time, there was two schools of medical schools. There was the allopathic school, and then there was a homeopathic school. Well, Rockefeller, who was, as you know, John D. Rockefeller, who was the oil man who started Standard Oil, and at that time was the richest man in America because of the profits from that company. He moved into the medical world, and he took it over basically. Because he had so much money, he could basically invest in the allopathic mode of therapy, and he purposely made sure that the homeopathic went away, and he set up certification schools, and he put a lot of investments in and set up labs in these schools. So he basically was behind us. But in the process of backing this allopathic, which basically depended on drugs, that was a key thing, and surgery, but drugs is a key thing. Well, Rockefeller was interested in the drugs because that's a derivative from the chemical companies, which he was involved in as well. So he built up the prelude to the pharmaceutical industry, which is where the big profits are made. Now, I would not have any problem, with this if the medical approach was good. But the thing is, they did not allow any naturopathic cures to be considered. Anytime somebody came up, like Max Gerson came up, and he got on ABC television, they had a big promotion of him because he really was curing people. But once that word got out, then the AMA targeted him, and they isolated him. He couldn't work with any other doctors. The book that he wrote, he could not get it published. So what they do this crusade against these natural cures for no other reason. Well, there's one key reason and that stands out, and that is that these natural cures are quite often very cheap. Or they use a vitamin like vitamin B17, which is found in the seeds of apricots. So it's dirt cheap. Now, how can expensive drugs, the pharmaceutical industry, how can they compete against a low-cost cure, which is authentic, which really works? And that's the ones that really work. Those are the ones that they went after very violently.
Your points are so well taken. I wish we could cover more. Perhaps you'll come back. But I want to encourage everyone to get a copy of this. It's an ebook, Cancer Vortex. It'll be available in paperback, and you go to the best thing to do is go to the website at cancervortex.com. Kenneth Anton, thanks so much for illuminating us here today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
This is Stu Taylor.